All right, Hare Krishna. I've been asked by devotees in Madurai, South India, to speak on the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam recently. Well, in the last few months, they've been discovering the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam, as we can continue to do so eternally, because the Srimad Bhagavatam is unlimited, as is Krishna. Krishna Tula Bhagavat Bibhu Sarva Shrey Prati Shloke Prati Akare Nana Shastra Koi. We find in Chaitanya Charitam the description, Srimad Bhagavatam is just like Krishna, can give shelter to everyone, is all powerful like Krishna. Every verse, every syllable, so many deep meanings. Of course, all the meanings come to the same conclusion. Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam, as the sutra, the core message of the Bhagavatam is Krishna, is the Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, Prema Pumartho Mahan, all the teachings of the Bhagavatam in their fully blossomed form are found presented in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, where we find, which has been summarized again by in the statement Prema Pumartho Mahan, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu found in the Srimad Bhagavatam that the topmost pursuit or goal of life for every living being should be Krishna Prem. So this is what the Bhagavatam gives. The Bhagavatam is topmost shastra. I've been asked to speak on the glories of Bhagavatam. I can give a sample from Bhagavatam itself or himself. and other shastras also speak the glories. But how to speak the glories of the Bhagavatam, which are unlimited, because Krishna is unlimited. And what to say? It's just like the sun is self-illuminating. Believe in the sun? You don't believe in the sun? Well, just go in there. There's no question of not believing in the sun. Unless you're an owl, you lock yourself up as I don't, or in Plato's cave, you don't believe in it. You never heard of any sun, you don't believe in any sun. But if anyone is in a normal condition of life, they should appreciate the Bhagavatam. Of course, in our present situation, we're a very abnormal situation. I'm not talking about the lockdowns going on due to the pandemic and all this kind of thing. But here in the material world, we're in an abnormal situation. Therefore, we have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Anartho pasamang sakshad bhakti yoga madhoksha jay lokasya janato vidvans chakri sattvata sanghita. We are overcome by so many discrepancies in this material world. We don't know that simply by performing loving devotional service to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we can cross over all miseries. Therefore, Vyasadeva compiled this Bhagavatam, which is directly in relationship to the Absolute Truth, Krishna. So Vyasadeva, being very knowledgeable, knowing everything, he gave this as the essence of everything that we have to know. Is a Yasyang Vai Shuyamana Anam Krishna Parama Purushe. And Shoka Moha Bhayavaha. Then by giving submissive oral reception, then automatically the feeling to serve Krishna arises within the heart, and all the lamentation, illusion and fear that are the very symptoms, always concomitant with material life, get destroyed by that. And particularly in Kali Yuga is a time of so much disturbance, and in Kali Yuga especially, it's a very bad age, but it's a very good age also, because the Bhagavatam is compiled, the holy, in this form, instead of studying so many millions of shastras, or even having the idea to study any shastra, just come to the Bhagavatam. One-stop shop. Everything we need for our spiritual advancement is here. And of course, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There's so many ways Krishna is being very kind to us in this Kali Yuga. He left this world just at the end of Dwarpa Yuga. Krishna swadhamo pagate dharma jnana adipi saha kalau nashta drishame sha purana kodunodita. Krishna left. Krishna is self-effulgent, Supreme Personality of Godhead. But of course, even when Krishna was personally here, many people didn't recognize. He is knowledge, religion, everything, everything is there in Krishna. And those who were enlightened took advantage of his presence. Those who didn't, they couldn't recognize. But Krishna is still here. He's manifested himself in here in this Kali Yuga in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam, which gives light to people in the great darkness of Kali Yuga. People have so many ideas, so many philosophies, so many theories. Even they say jato mat toto pat, whatever opinion you have, you follow that path, everything's okay, all paths lead to the same goal. All rubbish kicked out. You study Srimad Bhagavatam. From the very beginning, we can understand the authoritativeness of Srimad Bhagavatam. The very beginning is, I'll read the verse and the English translation that Srila Prabhupada has given. And the first time I read it, at least in this life, I may have read it in, or come across it in, or heard it in previous lives, I was impressed by its grandeur and its vast scope of revealing who is actually the absolute truth. What is that which we're searching for? We hear about spiritual seekers. Okay, you seek, come here, you will find who is Krishna, who is God. All seeking finished, now you come here. And the first verse is a portal, obviously, to the rest of the Bhagavatam. And the first verse summarizes the whole subject of Bhagavatam. It's, to use a word which is very much overused in English, in America especially, it is awesome. And I still feel that after so many years, so many times I've been through this first verse of Bhagavatam. I gave a whole series of talks some years ago on this verse, which you can speak a whole life just on the first verse. Anyway, let's read it. Let it's self-effulgent, self-revealing. How glorious is this Bhagavatam? And of course, the owls won't appreciate. If any owls came here, they're probably, if they happened across this talk on YouTube or whatever, they probably went off to find something more appealing to their owlish mentality. The first verse of Bhagavatam. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya janmadyasya yaton vyad itaratash charateshva vignyaswarat tene brahma hridaya adikavye muhyanti yat suryaha Tejo vari mridang yata vinimayo yatra trisargo mrsha dhamna svena siddha nirasta kuhakam satyang parang dhimahi. As I say, the first time I went through it, I was deeply struck by it. And the more we study Bhagavatam, the more we appreciate and how each word, the depth of it. For instance, the significance, janmadyasya yataha, the significance of that in relation to all the shastras. Anyway, it's a big topic. I'll just read the translation as given by Srila Prabhupada, which is staggering. O my Lord, Sri Krishna, son of Vasudev, O all-pervading personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I meditate upon Lord Sri Krishna. Why? Because he is the absolute truth and the primeval cause of all causes of the creation, sustenance, and destruction of the manifested universes. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations, and he is independent because there is no other cause beyond him. It is he only who first imparted the Vedic knowledge under the heart of Brahmaji, the original living being. By him, even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion. As one is bewildered by the illusory representations of water seen in fire or land seen on water. Only because of him do the material universes, temporarily manifested by the reactions of the three modes of nature, appear factual, although they are unreal. I therefore meditate upon him, Lord Sri Krishna, who is eternally existent in the transcendental abode, which is forever free from the illusory representations of the material world. I meditate upon him, for he is the absolute truth. That's a lot in one verse. There's so much in there. But then we go on to we thought, well, that's tremendous. But the second verse continues on the same level of, it brings us up to such a high platform, and we can just stay there throughout the whole Bhagavatam and just go up and up and up. The second verse, I'll read the Sanskrit with Srila Prabhupada's translation. This is the second of the 18,000 verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma projita kaitavotra paramo nirmatsaranang satam. Vedang vastava matra vastu shivadang tapatrayon mulanam. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni krite kim vaparai rishvaraha sadhyo hridyavarudhyate chakriti bi susrushubhis tatkshanat. Completely rejecting all religious principles. What do you think about that? Listen on. Completely rejecting all religious principles that are materially motivated, this Bhagavad Purana propounds the highest truth, which is understandable by those devotees who are fully pure in heart. The highest truth is reality distinguished from illusion for the welfare of all. Such truth uproots the threefold miseries. This beautiful Bhagavatam, compiled by the great sage Vyasa in the maturity of his spiritual realization, is sufficient in itself for God realization. What is the need for any other scripture? As soon as one attentively and submissively hears the message of Bhagavatam, by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established within his heart. This is summarized in a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Sharup Sri Bhagavat Tate Veda Shastra Hoite Parama Mahatta. Srimad Bhagavatam gives direct information of the mellows derived from service to Krishna. Therefore, the glories of Bhagavatam are even above all the other Vedic literature. Now, the third verse of Bhagavatam, I'm not going to read the 18,000 verses now, nor does anyone in one sitting, except Shukdev did, but that went on for 7 days and seven nights, which I'm not capable of speaking 7 days and seven nights non-stop, and I doubt if any of the hearers out there are, although we would like to come to that stage. Yeah, the third verse of Bhagavatam. So the first three verses, they really set the tenor of the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. Third verse. Nigama kalpa taro galitam phalam shukumukhad amrita drava sangyutam. Pibhata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhuraho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavukaha. Srimad Bhagavatam welcomes us and invites us to become madmen, bhavuk, or sentimentalists, you could translate those, or to open our hearts to love of Krishna. That's the proper meaning of bhavuka. Those whose hearts are overflowing with the rasa, the loving feelings for Krishna. The Bhagavatam opens our hearts, cleanses our hearts opens our hearts to the real love that we have craved always in life after life after life. Anyway, let me read the translation. Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedic literature. It is the ripened fruit of the desire tree of Vedic knowledge. It has been sweetened by emanating from the mouth of Shukadeva Goswami. Don't understand all this? Read the Bhagavatam. Hear the Bhagavatam. O thoughtful men who relish transcendental mellows, always taste this fully ripened fruit. As long as you are aspiring to be absorbed in the transcendental bliss derived from the Lord's loving service, you should continue tasting Srimad Bhagavatam even after liberation. Actually, that translation is a little different from the one that directly from the one that Srila Prabhupada gave. Who will relish Bhagavatam? Is it something that some knowledge that we get and we utilize the knowledge and then we get liberation? That's one way of understanding that Pipita Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. Drink through the ears the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam up to the stage of laya, which means it can be understood to mean liberation from this world. That's one way it can be understood. And definitely the Bhagavatam will take us beyond. But Bhagavatam is to be relished, is relished, and that's another major important topic within Bhagavatam, how the Bhagavatam is attractive even to persons who have no attraction to anything of this material world, and Bhagavatam can be best relished by persons who don't have attraction to this material world. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahamsyam Ekam Amalam Gyanam Param Giyate Tatra Gyana Viraga Bhakti Sahitam Naishkamyam Avishkritam Tat Shrinvan Su Partan Vicharana Paro Bhaktya Vimuchyan Naraha. This Srimad Bhagavatam is very dear to the Vaishnavas because there's nothing, no nonsense in it. There's no diversionary tactics or something to try to get us interested in spiritual topics. There's no bridge preaching in Bhagavatam. It's Krishna, 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 and Krishna. From the beginning, middle, and end. And in between the spaces, between the words and the letters also. Bhagavatam is all Krishna. Therefore, the topmost devotees relish this as this is it. This is the highest and best. And the Paramahamsas, people have liberated from this world. They have no interest in anything else. They relish this. Well, what are we going to do then? How are we going to relish it? We can begin to relish it our stay, just like even what I mentioned about studying Bhagavatam, even discussing Bhagavatam, because Bhagavatam is Krishna. Even someone like myself, who has a long way to go in the matter of spiritual realization, but is already a long way ahead of the average person by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, because I study Bhagavatam, and that's already you're already on your way. I may be in India. I want to go to America. I'm just getting on the plane. I haven't gone there yet, but I'm already on the way. I'm well on the way. So in the same way, I using myself as an example, I haven't reached to the goal, but I'm already very confident I'm reaching there. And some relishment is there. Otherwise, why should we study? Year after year after year, some relish is there. It is attractive. So this Bhagavatam gives us the way to everything we need. The bhakti, devotional service to Krishna, pure devotion with full knowledge of Krishna, detachment from this world, how to live in this world without being involved in the karmic activities means to do everything for Krishna. Everything is revealed in Bhagavatam. Therefore, touch Srinva. There we shall hear Bhagavatam. Whether you're in Madurai or New York or wherever you are, hear Bhagavatam. and very carefully study it. Supartan, very carefully study. Or it can be also understood to mean, this Bhagavatam is so beautiful, so recite it beautifully. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami used to recite the Bhagavatam. He was famous for this, in every verse in at least three different meters, and very pleasing style, just like we decorate the deity of Krishna, so beautiful. He's already beautiful. We decorate, we become purified by doing so. So in the same way, we should recite the Bhagavatam and discuss the Bhagavatam and pray to Krishna for the intelligence that we can glorify him via the Bhagavatam. And in this way, Krishna, he is glorified. He's already glorified, as we find in Bhagavatam. Yam Brahma Varanendra Rudra Maruta Stunvanti Divyaistavai. There's all the great demigods. They glorify him with their best prayers. So study Bhagavatam very nicely, applying our intelligence to try to understand. We should study, try to understand with our God-given intelligence. And in this way, we will attain the topmost devotion to Krishna and go, woo, out of this material world, back to the lotus feet of Krishna. Arto yang brahma sutra anang bharatarata vinirnaya gayatri bhasha rupaso vedarata paribringhitam. Srimad Bhagavatam explains the meaning of Vedanta. Interested in Vedanta? Come here, Bhagavatam. And the purpose of the Mahabharata. It reveals the inner meaning of the Gayatri Mantra and the essence of the Vedas. There you have. Someone's interested in, I want to study the Vedas. We have the Arya Samajis. We only want to study the Vedas. Then we have Gayatri Pariva. We're interested in Gayatri. Or traditional Brahmanas. We're interested in Gayatri. We want to chant Gayatri. Someone's interested in Mahabharata. Someone says, I want to study Vedanta. You come to Bhagavatam. Everything is revealed in Bhagavatam. Gayatri artha e granta arambhan satyam param sambandha dimahi sadhane prayojan. In the very beginning of the Bhagavatam is the explanation of the Brahma Gayatri Mantra in the word satyam param dimahi. This is the absolute truth, Krishna, to be meditated upon in the Gayatri Mantra. Brahma Gayatri. And then, so, dhimahi, chant in the Gayatri Mantra. Who, what, why, when, where, how, which, what is that? Dhimahi, we are to meditate upon. The sun, self-illuminating, that is Krishna. You find the Gayatri Mantra from Brahma Gayatri, from the Bhagavatam. And then, dhimahi, meditation, that indicates that meditation and then action in devotional service and prayojan and the ultimate goal of life, which is Krishna. There's so much. I'm just saying a few words here, a little baby talking. But still, babies, they should learn how to talk, what to talk. So that we're doing by studying this. Oh, there's so many things. The Bhagavatam is self-revealed. Sarvaveda itihasanam saram saram samudritam. All the Vedas, Mahabharata, Ramayana, everything, the essence of everything is right here in the Bhagavatam. Sarvavedanta saram hi Sri Bhagavatam ishyate. Tadrasamrita triptasya nanyatra syad Rati Kvachit. Srimad Bhagavatam, all the essence of Vedanta, again, is here, right here in Srimad Bhagavatam. Mostly people get involved in Vedanta and it's very philosophy, and then they bring logic and try to understand it, and this argument backwards and forwards. But Bhagavatam is not like that. Without various arguments backwards and forwards, simply presents the actual truth, absolute truth, Krishna. And Krishna, as the great study of Srimad Bhagavatam, there are so many great studies of Srimad Bhagavatam, but the essence of that, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, begins by describing Krishna as Akhila Rasamrita Murti. Krishna is the very form of all nectarian rasa. How will we translate rasa? The emotional, the bliss that arises in the heart. So Krishna is the very form, the very fountainhead, the very object of that bliss. And this is in Bhagavatam, which we won't get by studying in this dry way Vedanta philosophy. So one who gets a taste for Bhagavatam, they lose all taste for all this dry philosophical wrangling back and forward and thinking I'm a great scholar and so many things. Chaitanya Bhagavat very nicely describes Shobe Purush Artha Bhakti Bhagavate Hoy Prema Rupa Bhagavat Chari Bede Koi Chari Beda Dodhi Bhagavat Matilen Shuke Kaildeno Purikit. The Bhagavatam is the very form of spiritual bliss, love, prem, love of Krishna. That is spoken about all in all the Vedas, directly or indirectly, absolutely directly. Bhagavat leads us to all the goals of life which are described in the Vedas. Bhakti, pure devotional service to Krishna. It's all there in the Bhagavatam. It's just like if you get all the Vedas together and you churn them, like yogurt, you churn the yogurt. So do it, it's like that. Shukdev, he was taking all the essence of it, churning, and then out of that came out that very nice butter. You know, Krishna likes to eat butter, right? So fresh butter. Very nice, and Shukdev Goswami gave that to Parikshit Maharaj for him. So many things to say. What shall I say? Bhagavata Shastra She Bhakti Tattva Kahe Te Bhagavata Shamakono Shastra Nahe Jena Rupa Matsya Karmi Kurma Adi Abhata Avibhav Tirobhav Apane Hoya. So this is given that. This is again from from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Adi Madha Ante Bhagavate Ekoi Vishnu Bhakti Nitya Siddha Okoi Aboy. In the beginning, middle, and end, the Bhagavat describes that devotional service to Krishna, Vishnu, is eternally perfect, is that's it for us. It's eternal, without beginning, without end, indestructible. Oh, I didn't give the translation of that. There's no comparison to you take all the different shastras, there's no comparison to Srimad Bhagavat. The understanding of pure devotional service to Krishna, which is given in Bhagavatam, very clear, straightforward, absolutely authoritative. There's no comparison to this. And just like the avatars, and the example is given, Matsya, Kurama, they appear in this world sometimes and sometimes don't appear. So in the same time, they say, well, Bhagavatam, it's a new creation by Bhopadev in the 8th century AD, and because we can understand because it came after Buddha, they've all rubbish ideas of the great learned scholars who think that the Bhagavatam is a material idea. Just forget it. Just kick them all out. Hear Bhagavatam from a devotee who can understand all these things. Jao Bhagavata Pare Bhagavata Stane. We should hear Bhagavat from a devotee, then we can understand what is Bhagavad. So all these theories by so-called scholars, they're all useless for actually understanding Bhagavatam. Otherwise, it's just like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur used to say, it's just like someone says, okay, you should get some honey, and then you taste it with your tongue, and it's very nice, and it's very sweet and very nourishing. So he goes in the shop and gets a jar of honey, and he starts licking it, the jar. Can you give me honey? Okay, here's honey in the shop. They go, here's honey. So, okay, I got honey. All right, that's honey. He doesn't realize that the thing is inside. You have to take the lid off and take the honey out then. So in the same way, we have to understand Bhagavatam from Bhagavatas. There are two kinds of Bhagavat. Ek Bhagavata Bara Bhagavata Shastra or Bhagavat Bhakta Bhakti Rasa Patra. So the Bhagavatam is the actual essence, it's Krishna himself, so it's considered superior. But there's another Bhagavat, the meaning of the word Bhagavat is that which is in relation with Bhagavan, the Supreme Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead. So there's another kind of Bhagavat who in one way is just as important, the devotee is as important as Krishna. Ontologically, Krishna is most important, but the devotee is important for us because it's just like someone's licking the honey jar. No, it doesn't taste sweet. What's all this? I don't get no idea. Yeah, well, what you have to do, you see, I'll show you. First of all, you wash it because you contaminate it all with licking it. Then you take the lid off. Then you put in a spoon and you take it out. And you can take it with chapati or something also. It means you can go on with your daily life, your regular bread and butter, and relish the Bhagavatam along with that. So we require the devotees also, who are devotees who are in relationship with Krishna. They can explain this. What kind of devotee? They're already ekanta ashray koro Chaitanya Charane. With those who have already taken full shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without any deviation, such persons, they can help us to explain. And we should also have that attitude. Big, big topic. In brief, Bhagavat Jedamane, Shri Jaban Sham, Janme Tar Shashta Ache Janme Prabhu Jam, as stated in Srimad, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that the person who does not give proper credence and respect to Bhagavatam, that means by hearing Bhagavatam, tachrinvan supartan vicharanaparo, who doesn't properly hear Bhagavatam, study Bhagavatam, accept Bhagavatam, try to understand Bhagavatam, who doesn't do that with the submissive attitude which is mentioned in Bhagavatam, what is the qualification? Gyane prayasamuta pasyana manta eva jivanti sanmukharitam bhavadiya varatam. One should give up all the idea. I'm a big scholar. I know so many things. I can work it all out myself. And just give all that up and hear Bhagavatam from devotees humbly, very humbly. So if we don't do that, if we don't accept the Bhagavatam, then we may be very big scholar, we may be glorified by others, but we're just actually very low class. And we're subject to be punished. Yes, that's also there in Bhagavatam, subject to be punished life after life by the Lord of Death. It's not a joke. It's not just some religious fanaticism. As described in Bhagavatam, for every action there is a reaction, and people who act sinfully, which means everyone in the material world, we have to be punished. And it goes on and on, life after life. I'll just finish this little talk, little introduction, little sample, in which I've tried to speak something about the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. As Bhagavatam states, we should do so, yatha shrutam yatha mati, as far as I've heard and as far as I realize. What do I realize? There's a whole great ocean, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, huge ocean of the nectar mellows of pure devotional service. And if a few little drops can, a little bird standing on the edge of the ocean, a few little drops from the waves can come on me, and then I can have some realization. It's a huge ocean. Everyone has to jump in themselves. Anyway, I'm just going to read a few verses from Sanatana Goswami's Krishna Lila Stava, in which he, who is an actual Bhagavat on the level of Krishna, he's fully in the spiritual energy, fully absorbed in pure love of Krishna, expressing his personal appreciation and love for Bhagavatam. You may say, so he's supposed to love Krishna. Well, Bhagavatam is Krishna in the form of literary presentation. Krishna is present as Ganga, Krishna is present as Tulsi, Krishna is present as his dham, Vrindavan dham, Krishna is present as holy name, Krishna is present as Bhagavatam. So here's Sanatana Goswami, his ebullient appreciation. Achyuta, his ebullient appreciation of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sava Shastrabdi Piyusha. If you know a little Sanskrit, if you, or even some words in Indian languages, you can appreciate this very much. Sarva Shastrabdi Piyusha. Sarva means all. Shastra means Vedic literatures. There's so many, the four Vedas, the 18 Puranas, and Ramayana, Itihasas, and so on. So, Shastra Abdi means the ocean. So the ocean of all the shastras, Piyusha. This Bhagavatam is the nectar of all the ocean of all the scriptures. So again, we get some hint of a narration which is in the Bhagavatam itself and in other shastras also, of the churning of the milk ocean out of which came nectar. So that says, Sarva Shastrabdi Piyusha Sarva Vaidaika Satpala Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadhya Sarva Lokaika Drikprada. So the nectar from the ocean of all the scriptures. The one and only real, true, eternal, actually beneficial fruit of all the Vedas. The precious gem of all the conclusions and understandings that are to be had by studying the Vedas in millions of lifetimes. And the only one that gives light, that gives vision, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. Sarva Bhagavata Prana. The Bhagavad gives, or is the life of all the Bhagavatas, is the life of all the devotees, pure devotees. Sarva Bhagavata Prana, Srimad Bhagavata Prabho, Kali Dvanto Ditaditya, Sri Krishna Parivartita. So the very life of all the devotees, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is addressed as Prabho, addressing the Bhagavatam as a person, my Lord and Master, because Bhagavatam is Krishna. That which is the sun, which has arisen to dispel the darkness of Kali Yuga, and the very form of Krishna. And it's another form, a literary form of Krishna. Paramananda Pathaya Prema Varshyaksharayate Sarvadar Sarva Sevyaya Sri Krishnaya Namostute. So Bhagavatam is that which by studying, reading, reciting, gives the highest bliss. And with every syllable pours down the rain of bliss, of love of Krishna. It's actually, this is not a descriptive, but this is addressing as a person. Prema Varshyaksharaya Te, you Bhagavatam, you are that which is like, which is a shower of nectar in every syllable. Bhagavatam, you are worthy of service by everyone at all times. I offer my respect to you. You are Krishna, Radha and Krishna. Madegabandho madsangin madguru manmahadhana mannistaraka madbhagya madananda namostute. My only friend, my constant companion, my guru, the great wealth of my life, my savior, my great good fortune, my bliss, you, Bhagavatam, I bow down to you. Asadhu sadhuta dayin atini chochatakara hanamuncha kadachin mam premna hrit kantayos pura. Sanatana Goswami, praying to Bhagavatam, says, you are the one who converts the unsaintly to saintly. You converse saintliness upon the unsaintly. And you make those who are very fallen, you lift them up to a high position. Now, Sanatana Goswami, in his great humility, was thinking of himself as having been in a very fallen position, but having come to a very exalted position. And it's certainly true of the most amazing thing going all over the world, going on all over the world. The Bhagavatam is being these books that Shukdev Goswami, he made it sweeter after Vyasadev had recited it to him by his realization, his presentation. Then all the different acharyas, they added all their sweetness, and then the sweetness of their realizations of Krishna. And then Srila Prabhupada came and he distilled all that sweetness and presented it in the English language. And it's translated now in so many languages. It's being distributed all over the world. So this highest knowledge, highest bliss, Krishna in the form of Bhagavatam, is being distributed to people who so far away from Krishna that most people in India, the saintly people, wouldn't even think of going outside India to try to uplift them. It's just impossible. But by the Bhagavatam, by delivered through Srila Prabhupada, it has become possible and is going on. That great miracle is continuing. So, Sanatana Goswami, he prays to Bhagavatam, don't ever leave me. Don't ever leave me, but always appear in my heart and my throat with pure love of Krishna. Hare Krishna, thank you for the opportunity to speak on this. It's very purifying to remember Bhagavatam. So take this up. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, daily recitation of Bhagavatam. Little at a time, little at a time, little at a time. You can go through 18,000 verses. There's no end. You can read also yourself. Please do. If you don't have a set of Bhagavatam, get a set of Bhagavatam. Take some time daily, study, hear. In this way, by the grace of Krishna, who is Bhagavatam, who has come as Vyasadeva to present us with Bhagavatam, who again inspired Shukdev Goswami and all the acharyas, and now Srila Prabhupada, and now Srila Prabhupada's followers are going on speaking the same message, and we are so fortunate we can take advantage of that. So please take advantage of Srimad Bhagavatam. And in this way, I'll just relate one thing I remember hearing. That was 1976. I was in Vrindavan for the first time in this lifetime. It must be the first time ever, because how could I ever go to Vrindavan without Srila Prabhupada taking me there? So Srila Prabhupada was speaking, and in the Bhagavatam class, which he gave every morning, and just one thing struck me so much at that time and has remained with me throughout my life. He said, Srila Prabhupada said, we should make Srimad Bhagavatam our life. And I thought about that yes, just make it our life. That means we should regularly study, regularly hear, base all our life on the instructions therein, and try to distribute this knowledge also. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyas Chakripa Sindhubhyavacha. Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnava.